I'm Sarah Clapson. Apologies, I do not have much of a voice today, but I'll be here for as long as my voice or cough does hold out. Looking ahead to this weekend's game with Manchester City, the relegation battle in general, and probably a load of other things to talk about because we're not short of topics at the moment, are we? So do please get any questions or comments in and I'll do my best to get through as many of them as I possibly can. As I said, apologies again for my lack of voice. Plenty to reflect on from the weekend. Obviously, all the headlines and talk has centred around that tweet at full time. I think to an extent it has kind of glossed over the actual performance because I thought actually Forest didn't play that well. If they are going to get something from the remaining games, I think they do need to step up a bit. This weekend, obviously against Manchester City, is a really difficult test, but Forest have showed last season that they can get big results against the likes of Man City at the City Ground. Hopefully it's a really good atmosphere and that can play its part, but I mean, there's no doubt that it's a really tough ask. I think these last few games in general need a big step up in performance compared to Sunday because, as I said, I thought it wasn't really there. Yes, you can look at the penalty claims, but I think Forest did need to do more anyway. The fact that there's some other big away games still to come, Sheffield United and then Burnley on the last day. Massive improvement in away form required because it's still been an issue this season, away form. So that needs to be sorted out in the final few games because if you look at the home ones, I mean, Chelsea, that one's hit and miss, I think. Chelsea, it's difficult to predict what you're going to get from them. If Forest can play well and play like we know they can and put in the kind of intensity and pressing and level of performance that we've seen in previous games against Fulham, for instance, then capable of getting something from that, as they would be on Sunday against City. It's going to be a tough one, that one, though. So I think you have to look at the other three games, but particularly those away ones. Obviously, today, the appeal hearing into the points deduction is going on. We wait to see what the outcome of that is going to be. I suspect it isn't going to be an immediate outcome, so there is still going to be a little bit of a wait. The Premier League have said that they want to conclude Everton's case before the final round of fixtures, so Forest will be done well in advance of that, hopefully. And also, it means that the whole relegation picture shouldn't be up in the air after the final round. Obviously, there was that May 24th backstop date, but the Premier League have said they want it to be sorted for both clubs well in advance of that. So that's something. Nuno spoke last week about how it's having a massive impact on the players, the uncertainty, and the sooner it gets sorted, the better. We wait to see what the outcome is. I'm just going to bring this one up from Darren. Hi, Darren. Says, big step up in performance from the refs and VAR. Get the penalties and convert and the games change, which will affect performance. There is a wider debate, isn't there, about the Forest tweet at full time obviously generated a lot of talk because of the way it was phrased and the, I guess, the kind of content of it. But I think there was a bigger point that perhaps was missed and that perhaps a lot of people would actually agree with, and which their subsequent statements and tweets have kind of alluded to, that refereeing and VAR, it does need looking at, it does need some improvement. Forest have a long list of grievances, don't they, this season? There have been so many controversial calls, so many times where decisions have gone against them. How you improve it, how you look at improving the whole system, the implementation, the standard of refereeing, that's tricky. Steve Cooper spoke a lot about that. I mean, this is something that obviously since Nuno took charge, there has been a lot of instances of controversial decisions. But even going back before that, when Steve Cooper was still at the helm, it was the same. He spoke a lot wanting to improve the standard of refereeing in general, how to do that. And obviously it's a league-wide, football-wide issue, how you go about addressing it and improving it. I do not know. I think it does need looking at, though. It's something that as you said, has a big impact on games. The Everton game wasn't just a one-off. I mean, three big shouts in one game was quite something, even by Forest standards. But it was the fact that it was a culmination of a lot of games where Forest have felt hard done by. So many. I mean, Brentford, Liverpool, Brighton, Bournemouth, Tottenham. So many different instances and different things. So not just penalty shouts. There was the Willy Bolly red card against Bournemouth. It was the punch from James Maddison on Yates at Spurs. There was the drop ball saga against Liverpool, the Ivan Toney free kick thing. It's lots of different things. It's not just one issue. Whether that makes it better or worse, I don't know. But all those things do have a big impact in games. I still think it shouldn't take away from the fact that Forest do need to perform. They do need to play to the kind of standard that we've seen. So, but Nuno spoke on Sunday about how it affects the players' mentality when you get so many decisions go against you, when you feel that you deserve something from those moments and you don't get it. I think it can go two ways. It could go, well, it needs to go a way of, and I think you can see it amongst fans at least, a kind of siege mentality. That needs to be the same with the players. You can think, right, well, okay, nobody's helping us out. We're going to have to do it ourselves. That has to be how Forest approach it now for me. They can't control all of that. They can't control what happens. It's the same with the appeal into the points deduction. They can't control what's happening there. And it's something that Nuno has spoken a lot about, controlling what you can do. That means putting in the performances, taking the chances, cutting out the errors, all of that. I can see the point about how it does affect the players. You can approach it in the right way in the remaining games, and hopefully that does prove to be the case. This is an interesting point on the kind of the same theme. Says I'm a Forest fan, but I'm getting a bit sick of it, of seeing it now. I guess all the talk about the tweets and everything, refs and VAR. Yes, we need to stand our ground, but I can't escape it on social media. It continued to rumble on, hasn't it? This whole fallout from Sunday. Everybody has had a say, pundits, ex-referees, obviously fans, other clubs. It is such a big debate, and that's why everybody, as I said, there is a wider context to it. It wasn't just about the Forest tweet or the three missed or the three penalty claims. I think there is a wider debate about the standard of refereeing, and that's why it's met with such a big, in part, response. And also the kind of tweet that Forrest put out was unusual. It's not something that many, well, any clubs have done, I don't think. There is a danger that it takes away, as I said, from big games coming up. Pundits, fans, everybody can continue to talk about it, but what you hope is that the players are really focused on doing their job on the pitch, because that's, as I said, that's what they can control. They can't let it affect them. They can't let it, I mean, they'll be aware of it. They talk about it, as they said, in terms of the points deduction. That was something that Nuno mentioned last week, that they can't get away from it, but they have to put it to one side. You have to forget about it. Focus on what they can do. There is a real danger that our focus has gone elsewhere now with everything that is going on around the non-playing side. That's kind of my point, Ken, around it, that Forest can't allow that to happen. It's okay for us to keep talking about it, I guess, even though, as the previous comment mentioned, some people are getting sick of hearing it. Pundits can keep talking about it, but the players have to be in a little bit of a bubble. It is difficult, and as I've said, as Nuno has said, they can't. They are human. They can't switch off. They know what's going on. You can see how during games it could have an effect. If you're there thinking, oh, we're not getting any decisions, it's going to be one of those games. You can see how that would have an effect on players' mentality during games. But as you're building up to the next one, once it's happened, it has to have gone. You have to put it to one side, forget about it. Forest still have it in their hands in terms of securing survival. Games are running out. As I said, I don't think the performance against Everton was particularly great. It certainly wasn't at the level of previous games, certainly not against Tottenham in spells. They played really well. Going back to it again, that Fulham game, it wasn't at that kind of standard. Forest have shown what they can do under Nuno, but they have to do it consistently. They have to do it week to week. This weekend, as I mentioned earlier, is going to be so tough. last season, the game against Man City came at a different time. I guess this time around, it's Man City have obviously got the title very much in their sights. It's still really tight at the top end of the table, so they're going to really have the bit between their teeth. But I mean, who knows? If Forest can, as I said, if play like we know they can, play to their potential, then who knows? It could be one of those incredible afternoons at the City Ground, one of those real magical moments. It's going to take a big effort, but backs to the wall, a cause to fight against. Maybe all of that can give the group a bit of extra inspiration, that siege mentality that we've talked about before. It's got to be something that Forest utilise. I do think, though, that there has to be a step up. There has to be an improvement in performance. It's going to take a lot, not just on Sunday, but in the last few games in general. There needs to be a big improvement. Sparked a bit of debate in the talk about the performances. Karen says Nuno offers nothing and he needs to go end of the season. The end of the season, Forest need to get there first and then assess, because obviously we don't know which division yet they will be planning for. Nuno, when he came in, the first few games, I thought he'd made a big difference. You look at that Newcastle away, even Bournemouth, his first game, and we go back to decisions having an impact. That Willy Bolly red card had a massive impact on the game. Obviously, there was the Man United game as well. So initially, I thought he made a big difference, and you could see the change in style of play. You could see the intensity, trying to get on the front foot, trying to be positive. He's had a lot to deal with. Obviously, there was AFCON soon after that, lost a lot of players. There was the points deduction. That uncertainty was hanging over the club from January until, I think it was March, when the initial deduction was. And then obviously it's still going on now because the hearing is today. You take all that on board, but he's a manager or head coach. You get paid to deal with or adapt to the different situations. Still think there is potential in this team. Collectively, though, they're not. Over that period of time, Forest haven't played like a team. They're not, for all the individual talent and the good players in that squad, we haven't always seen that reflected in results and performances for whatever reason, I guess. I mean, there's so many different factors in it. We can talk again about set pieces. I actually thought against Everton, Forest dealt with them okay, better at least. Obviously, it was goals conceded from outside the box, but that's been a huge Achilles heel, not just under Nuno, but under Steve Cooper as well. I think the last few games are going to tell us a lot. Nuno really needs to get this team fighting, needs to get them showing the kind of quality that they're capable of and that they've shown under him. Because there have been times where Forest have played really, really well. Sound like a broken record talking about it all the time, but that Fulham game was exceptional. The first half was incredible. There have been some really good performances, some not so good performances, some poor performances, if we're honest. It's just a case at the minute of getting to the end of the season, I think, and then assessing and seeing where things are. Because which division Forest end up in is going to have a big impact on so many things, not least the transfer window. And these last four games are crucial, aren't they? It's a case of getting over the line, but also I think it's going to be quite instructive to see how Forest approach them, how they play, what kind of team selections Nuno makes. I think some of his starting 11, some of his substitutions have been questionable at times, and he has come in for criticism for that. But now we're getting to the real crunch end of the season. We'll really be able to judge, I think, after these last few games. I'll try and bring up one more. As I said, my voice is not holding out particularly well, so I'll try and get through one quickly. This is an interesting point from Lee, who says, I think we should employ foreign referees. It's 2024 now. Time to move on. We have foreign players, managers, owners. There's good referees in European competitions who referee in lesser domestic leagues, so everyone would benefit from that. It's an interesting point, Lee. I certainly think that widening the pool would be beneficial. When you look at the players, when you look at the managers, clubs employ or seek out the top talent, so why shouldn't we do it with referees? I think it's something that also has to be looked at from grassroots down. more referees need to be brought through. I think it's also a case of VAR and finding the right way of working that, because at the minute it's got its flaws. And we see that not just with Forest, but with so many different teams week in, week out. Again, how you change it, because now it's out there, now it's been implemented. I'm not sure that football can row back on it and turn its back on VAR. It's been implemented now, so it's kind of a case of it's there, you have to stick with it and find a way of tweaking it. I do think Forest make a good point about more transparency with it. I do think if you look at, it's completely different, and I get the comparison isn't a straight one, but if you look at rugby and the fact that fans get to hear the conversations between officials and see what's going on, I think something like that could be beneficial, because there's so many times where, as fans, as media, sometimes we're sat and we don't know what's happening. I think having a bit more of a light shone in that sense would help. And then you don't get, I mean, the situation where you celebrate goals and then all of a sudden they're ruled out, it kind of takes the joy away from those moments, doesn't it? So I think there's a lot of things that do need to be looked at with it. There are a lot of flaws that need to be worked on. It is such a big issue and it has such a big impact on the game, considering the Premier League is so high profile. Everything around the VAR situations, because if it's not just Forest, if you look at all the different controversial decisions this season, none of that reflects particularly well on the Premier League as a whole. And I'm sure that's not what they want, not when it's so high profile and it's shown in so many different countries around the world. You want everything to work at its best. Hopefully we see that further down the line and improvements are made and points are taken on board and constructive criticism is listened to. I think it's always going to take time for these things to come through. Hopefully it does. Hopefully we see the benefits of that further down the line. And hopefully it's with Forest in the Premier League. Right, I will have to call it a day there. Apologies again for my my voice and my runny nose. Hopefully I'll be back with another one of these. Well, I will be back with another one of these, hopefully, but with a voice next week. Fingers crossed that we have a positive result to talk about from Sunday. Positive performance, at least. Apologies if I haven't made a lot of sense today, or less sense than normal. I'll put it down to my illness. Thanks all for getting involved, and thank you for the questions and comments, and I'll see you all again soon.